Welcome back to the big show. Like that big voice guy just told you, we are always on 790 AM, 96.5 FM, and at KGMI.com, where we always have our podcast available for you 24/7. You can always check that out in case you've missed a website, a phone number, things like that. I'm Bill Davis, your host, welcoming a gentleman I'm meeting for the first time, but like I always like to say, I know him by reputation, Executive Director of the Whatcom Million Trees Project. Michael Fear is with us today. Thanks for taking a little time for Saturday. I know Saturdays are always busy for you, but thanks for joining us today. Good seeing you. Good meeting you for the first time.
Yeah, nice meeting you too, Bill.
We are here, of course, for our friends at Dewey Griffin Subaru. They reserve this time on Community Connection. I always joke about them, but it's really true. They're not trying to sell you a car. They're not trying to do an oil change for you or anything like that. They just want us to tell some wonderful stories about the tremendous people in our area doing stupendous things. And guess what, Michael? Your organization qualifies. How about that?
Well, we're delighted to be here, and we love partnering with Dewey Griffin.
Yeah.
They are a great example of a local business partnership, and mm-hmm. that's part of how we make our tree planting and tree protection happen.
Well, let's talk about your project, Whatcom Million Trees Project. I've often said before, I'm no rocket scientist. I'm no brain surgeon, but I have a feeling it has to do with either planting or taking care of a million trees in the area, right?
You're right on spot. Yes.
Yeah. Give me a little background about your organization.
Well, our goal is to plant and protect 1 million trees within Whatcom County. Mm-hmm. But in the next 5 years, so from 2022, because this is our first year, we're mm-hmm. just starting, through 2026. And it's a mix of both purposes. And on the protection side, it's just about some of our special legacy and mm-hmm. old growth forests that we have in certain select locations. Because they really capture the carbon and provide numerous clean water and clean mm-hmm. air benefits. But then on the planting side, particularly in the lowlands of the county, we're planting several hundred thousand trees mm-hmm. as part of that million. And it's everything from large sites like we have a planting
project.
I was
about to ask, are they just seedlings or are they pretty good size?
Good question. Yeah. We mostly plant small seedlings that are like two-year-old seedlings. Mm-hmm. So like a two-year-old Douglas fir seedling would be about 18 inches tall typically.
Right.
We care for them in the first several years. It's not just sticking them in the ground, but we care for them to make sure that they have a high survivability and then they go from there.
Our friends at Dewey Griffin are helping out. Let's talk about, you're always doing fundraising, obviously. You need funds to do this because I think it's an all-volunteer organization.
Exactly.
So people can obviously donate. I'm assuming uh-huh. like at a website and we'll give them that information in just a minute. But Dewey Griffin is helping you out. There.
Absolutely. They're matching up to $2,500 of funds that we raise. This month.
And that's this month, right? Month of April.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So they're going to match up to $2,500. That's pretty cool. What's your goal, by the way, far as a dollar amount, or is there a goal?
Well, we ramp up each year over the 5 years, mm-hmm. but this year it's approaching $100,000 that we want to have as our goal. Mm-hmm. So this is a nice piece of that.
Yeah.
And we also are delighted that we're up on their reader board on their mm-hmm. site, which is a wonderful thing that they offered to us as well.
We are speaking with Michael Fear. He's the executive director of Whatcom Million Trees Project. Just like the name implies, you're trying to make sure that either you plant or take care of a million trees over the next 5 years or
mm-hmm.
so. Right?
That's it, 5 years.
A lot of people would say, well, gosh, we've already got like a zillion trees. Do we need some more? But it's really important, isn't it?
Well, it is, especially in this climate era that we're in. But also there's a net loss of trees in our county, actually.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Over the years, there's actually been a net loss due to development and other uses.
Well, you
got to
build those houses and build those apartments, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, this is about doing our part in the equation. It's a worldwide issue, in terms of the climate change. But
was this your organization that you started, by the way?
Yes.
Or, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it was originally, the germ of the idea was first brought forth by Paul Sidhu, the county executive, mm-hmm. back during his election campaign.
Right.
And then COVID hit, and then eventually, about a year ago, we sort of took the ball forward mm-hmm. from that.
Michael Fear, Executive Director, Whatcom Million Trees Project, with us today on Community Connection. And I know that we want to issue a call for people to help. We talked about, you know, donations, and we'll give you the website and tell you how to do that here in just a second. But since you're a volunteer organization, I'm assuming you're looking always for volunteers.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Both on the admin side as well as people that just want to come out and plant sometimes.
What about business sponsorships?
Yes, we have numerous business sponsorships that are already in place,
mm-hmm.
such as with Dewey Griffin, and we're always looking for more,
mm-hmm.
And we're reaching out to numerous local businesses to see how we can help their bottom line and also help the trees, both simultaneously.
I was reading your flyer here just a minute ago. We were talking about, you know, planting more trees and, of course, taking care of the ones that are already here. You're going to make sure that there's fruit and nut trees, right?
Yeah, that's not a main emphasis of mm-hmm. our work, but we want to be inclusive in a number of different tree-involved efforts.
Yeah.
So, and it's a way the community can plug into mm-hmm. to our work. So,
and there's food.
Yeah, right. And there's food. You know, food resilience, you know, mm-hmm. is an issue, too. Again, not our main emphasis, but it does include that. We're restoring the heirloom apple orchard, for instance, at
nice.
Woodstock Farm.
Yeah. So. We need more apples. We always need more apples in Washington. Yeah, your main emphasis really is planting the trees, right?
Yes, planting.
And where do you get the trees? Where do you get the local nurseries or what?
Yeah, there's local wholesale suppliers. Mm-hmm. We also have a tree rescue, tree seedling rescue project, where we're rescuing small seedlings from
you
other sites.
You and I were talking about that before we went on the air today, because I mentioned to you that I'm getting ready to have some air conditioning installed in my house. After all, remember last summer, 100 degrees?
Right.
Anyway, I live in Sutton Valley, and where they wanted to put the compressor, there's an area where I'm going to have to clear out, you know, some brush and some little cedar trees and all that. And you were telling me, don't yank them out and just throw them away. You guys can use them, right?
Absolutely. We have this tree seedling rescue project. You know, homeowners in Sutton Valley or elsewhere in the county that, you know, have those little seedlings, volunteer seedlings popping up each year of mm-hmm. conifers and you know, other major trees, we're definitely interested in that. So
nice.
So please let us know if you have those situations, mm-hmm. and you know, you can visit our website to contact us about that.
Well, we've got about a minute left to spend with you. I told you the time would go fast, didn't I? If you want to volunteer, if you'd like to contribute, if you're a business that wants to partner up with the Whatcom Million Trees Project and help out Dewey Griffin as well, because they're matching $2,500 in the donated funds, where is the best place they would go to contact you guys?
People should just visit online at whatcommilliontrees.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just Google Whatcom Million Trees, that'll be another way to get to that site.
Are you guys all over Facebook or social media?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can search for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well.
Nice. Well, do me a favor. Why don't you and I make an appointment after this month, and you can kind of give me an update as to you know, where you are on the fundraising and where you are on how. By the way, who gets to count how many trees? Do you get to go out there and go 1, 2, 3? Who keeps up with the count? How do you know you actually get to a million? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's a good question. We actually have a kind of a master spreadsheet and a volunteer that's on, you know, definitely assigned to that. So that's one way we track.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. But like I said, do me a favor, come back anytime and give me an update on A, how the fundraising is going, and B, how the planting's going.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And once again, he is Michael Fear, Executive Director, Whatcom Million Trees Project. Really looking forward to this. And I believe you told me the website again, whatcommilliontrees.org, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's go to the website there and they can contribute, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Always a pleasure meeting nice people doing wonderful things in the community. You're always welcome back. Okay, Michael?
Thank you so much.
We will continue with Community Connection here in just a moment on KGMI.